So now we're going to review the problems from the Gemara of Netilzayim Peros. Okay, that's what they're not. Netilzayim for Peros. So basically, the Gemara says like this, and we'll read through the Gemara, but we're gonna take it with the Rashba's understanding. Okay, I'm not gonna go through the Rashba's reasoning, but I'm just basically gonna read the Gemara with that interpretation. Okay, which I think you have to say. I mean, the Rashba's forced into it, so the Gemara doesn't make any sense. So the Rashba, the Ritva, I mean, it's the way you gotta learn. Okay, so the Gemara says is that Amar Avosha, Amar Avosha, Lo Amru Tiosam the Peros El Mishum Nikias. Okay, so he's saying Netilas Yedai. This is Kuf Avamanav. Netilas Yedai by Peros is only because of Nikias. So clearly, the implication here is that he's diminishing the significance of Netilas Yedai by Peros, as opposed to, in contradistinction to Pas, right? Because he's saying Lo Amru Netilas Yedai by Peros Ella Mishum Nikias. He's trying to differentiate Peros from the normal Netilas Yedai. I mean, that's the clear implication of what he's saying. It's definitely limiting the relevance or the factors involved in Netilas Yedaim for Peros, which is a problem. Which is a problem according to those we have learned, because the Netilas Yedaim Pas was also for Nikias. So, how does this Elam Mishum Nikias? But I'm just saying you can't say it's equal. I mean, that's what the Rashi is bothered by. We'll get to it a little more. But you can't take away that implication of the Lashon of Rav Elazar and Rosh Yisrael. What's he saying? He's definitely saying as opposed to what? As opposed to Netilas Yedaim for Pas. So you can't say they're exactly equivalent and make a statement though they only send Netilas Yedaim for Peros because of Nikias. Say they only sent Netilas Yedaim Stam because of Nikias. So he's differentiating here. So that's clearly, you can't get away from that. That's what was driving the Rashba and the Ritva in the way they were learning the Gemara. But that's clear. I'm just saying that's a fact from the very statement of the Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have to interpret what he's saying, but it has to be making a difference between Pas and Peros. Okay, so we have to do the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so, Savar Mina, they thought, Chovu Delaka, Hamitzvaika. Okay, they thought, what did it mean? As the people who heard this statement, they thought it meant that he's saying that you're not obligated to do it by Netilas Yedaim. In other words, what's the difference between Pas and Peros? He's saying is that you're not obligated to do it here by Peros, but it's still a kiyum. It's still a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do it by Peros, namely a mitzvah of Nikias. So it'll be a kiyum of Nikias. In other words, that's what they thought he was saying. What he was saying is that it's long run to time and there's no chiyuv to do it. Maybe which would be generated by Sarach Chuma or something like that. But it's only Nikias, so it means it's just a kiyum. It's a kiyum of Nikias. That's what they thought he was saying. Because they thought that it wasn't, it's not every time you say a mitzvah, it means you're mechuyev to do it. Like it's a mitzvah to do chesed. Does it mean there's a mitzvah to go out and, to go help people out and doing whatever it is? Does it mean that you're obligated to do it right now to go do it? It's a mitzvah. It's a kiyum of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to wear a hat, to do a tefillah for tefillah. Are you chayev to? No, you're not chayev. It's a mitzvah. So a mitzvah doesn't necessarily have the connotation of a chiyuv. It has a connotation that's an action of perfection. But not every mitzvah is chiyuvas. So the way they thought it meant is that, boy, mayim rishonim, so there's a din of nikias. But it's a chiyuv of nikias because of Srach Shuma. Right? Because Srach Shuma is a chiyuv. But here, it's only nikias. So it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum of nikias. So it's the same thing. That's the way they understood what he was saying. It's a kiyum. It's a halachic kiyum of nikias. But that's all it is. And it's not obligatory. That's what it means. It's diminishing its significance because it's not chayiv. You're not chayiv. That's the way they understood it. Okay, they couldn't have understood chov mitzvah to be the way we used to do from the other Gemara, because then you'd be saying is that Ramayim Rishonim and Peros would be exactly the same. But that can't be. That was Rashba's point. Okay, you can leave the Rashba if you didn't follow that. But that's his point. But that's what they thought. So they thought it was nikias, but it's not a chayiv. Okay, fine. So Rava said, Amalu Rava, no. Lo chova v'lo mitzvah. Elo rishos. No, that's not what they meant. He didn't mean that it's a mitzvah. Rather, neither is it a chiyuv, nor is it even a mitzvah. But it's simply a rishos. It's simply a rishos. Okay? What does a rishos mean? I mean, that's what's funny. I mean, a rishos is totally optional. I mean, so what they say? They said, Netil's name is Nikias. It's rishos. It's Nikias. He just says Nikias. So what do you mean it's rishos? It sounds like they're a contradiction. Lo amru chachal only sin tis lam peros for nikias. Oh, now what is it? It's rishos. It's not even. It's nothing. Rishos just means it's totally optional. It's nothing to do with anything. Rishos. I mean, if we just showed, see, I would have said rishos meant it's optional, but it's a kiyam. But we just showed that that's what mitzvah means. Mitzvah means it's a kiyum, but it's optional. So now Rosh Hashanah can't mean that. So Rosh Hashanah is going to have to mean there's no kiyum whatsoever. There's no kiyum whatsoever. So if that's the case, so what the Chazal only said, it's like for a payros, it's for a kiyum. So what does it mean? It's optional. It's optional. It doesn't make sense. So I think what Jake said yesterday is good. I think what you have to say is that it means there's no halacha kiyum. It's kiyum. It's a philosophical idea. It's a philosophical benefit. Philosophical benefit of Nikias, but there's no halachic, like we showed, Nikias is a halachic thing. There's a kiyum of Kedusha, kiyum of Nikias. It means it's not halachic. It's Rosh Hashanah. Halachically, there's no kiyum at whatsoever. It's totally up to a guy, personal, perfection, if you want to do it, you do it, it's your own perfection, it's your own parsha. But there's no kiyum. So that's what it means, Rosh Hashanah. Halachically, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's not a mitzvah, means it has a halachic value to it. But he's saying it doesn't. It's just a Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means. Elam Shem Nikias means your own personal philosophical involvement. So that's what Rava understood. So Rava understood Rav Oshia's statement to mean that it's Rosh Hashanah. There's no kiyum. But you can do it. Right? You can do it. It's a nice philosophical thing, but it's not all kiyum. And then it says, but upliga de Rav Nachman. But this statement of Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia, and Rav's interpretation is arguing Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman, until you have the prayer, so you know, Yasei Ruach. It's Gassos, and it's Rashi, it's Asr. It's Asr to do it. So you have a few different possibilities here. Either you say it's a Kiyim, it's Halach Kiyim, or you say it's just a philosophical benefit, but it's totally Rosh Hashanah halachically. Or you say it's Asr, because it's Gassos. So we said, the first take of the question is, what do you mean, Gassos? I mean, what are you doing? If you tell me there's no Halach of Mitzil Zayim by in other words, is there a value of Nikias by Peros? So then it should be a good thing. And if you tell me that there isn't, then it's just stupid. It's not Nikias. It's not Gassos. If you just thumb like you said, if you wash your hands before you you play basketball, so it's not Gassos. It's just it's nothing. It's a meaningless halakha activity. It's shtus. Like, how did it become Gassos? You just thumb doing something crazy. It's Gassos. That was a question we asked. Yeah, that was a question we asked. I mean, what? How does it fit into Gassos? Either it's part of Tisnaim, it's not part of Tisnaim. If it's part of it, then it's a good thing. If it's not, then it's stupid, then it's nothing. So where does Gassos fit in? So this is Jake saying is that what it's saying is no, because it makes good sense. Because what's the idea? The idea of Kedusha and Nikias is that involving yourself in eating there's an idea of Kedusha when you're involved in eating. Like Suda, like we said, is the full involvement in eating, and that's Kedusha that you involve, you move yourself from the instinctual. So that's really a Chiyuv, the highest level, that is when you're involved in Suda. But a guy who's mamish at the highest level possible could say, even when I eat a fruit, if I eat anything, I want to make sure I don't get sucked in by the tiniest bit of involvement in the physical. So that there is such a person like that. I mean, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu would be at such a level. But there are people, I mean, it's such a person, but it's not a normal level. And the Chazal fixed that Netilas Yadayim for Seuda, there's a din like that. But if you want to just say that for Peros, I know Talyod of Peros, I'm going to say, you know what, I'm so from, such a high level person that I know it for Peros, that's Gaseroch. That's so Gassos, it's not just a meaningless, that's what I said, if it's just a meaningless activity, it's not Gassos, it's just stupid, you're just making up your own thing. But no, it does, there is a value for it for a very high level person. So it's Gassaruach if you just take that on. If you just take that on yourself, that's Gassaruach. So that's what I'm saying is, that's the position of Rav Nachman who says it's Gassaruach. So what we want to know now is, so that sounds like a very good argument. So what's the argument, the counter-argument of Rava or Rosh Hashanah that it's either a philosophical benefit and not Asr, or it's a Kiyum? I mean, either one is equally difficult. I mean, this sounds like a solid argument, right? I think so. One other question is, because the Gemara quoted a story, right? It says, there's a story here of, Amar Rav Chana, Avi Kamina Kamina Ravami Rasi. So Rav Rechana was sitting with Rav Rami Ravasi. I still come here called the pair of Achul Amashe Daivul Avilamidi Ubar Chad Chad Chude. So basically, they were eating together. He was eating with them. They brought them a basket of fruits. Rav Ravasi. Rav Ravasi ate the fruits. They didn't wash their hands. They didn't wash. They didn't give me any fruits. They didn't give Rav Rechana any fruits. And then they each benched on their own. So it said, or they each jumped on that bench. They made the brachos on their own. So it says, Shmami Natas, they don't have three things. One is Antios Lime with Peros, because see, they didn't wash, so obviously Antios Lime Peros. Secondly, see Ain Mizamna al Peros, because you don't do Zeman for Peros, because if you do Zeman, then it would have been a mitzvah for them to give Rabbi Rechana to join in, and they would have made a Zeman. So the fact that they didn't do that shows apparently Ain Mizamna al Peros. And thirdly, that if you have two people who eat together, it's a mitzvah to make their own brachas. Because you see, they made their own brachas. Right? Okay. So, which seems to, I guess the Gemara is bringing in, that you see that this Gemara is endorsing that you don't do Nitzis for Peros. Because Rami Rasi were high-level people. If there was a Kima or it was a good idea, they should have done it. But you see the fact that they didn't, it seems to indicate that you don't do it. Right? Okay. So with the Meiri, we saw the Meiri says, he says, Kashem She'ein Nilat Nitzis Zayim L'Peros, Kachin Zayim L'Peros. Because these three things seem like totally separate things, but the Meiri seemingly relates them. He said, just like there's no Nitzis Zayim for Peros, so too there's no Zayim for Peros. Of course, there's always one to do with another, two different things. So that was just another question. But another point, just a point that we're making is we're back. I'm just bringing that Nag HaVacha, but I think for now we should think about back to the question about what's the argument. How do you argue with the Gassos? It seems like that's a solid argument that it's a Gaiva, it's Yora. You can't do it. So, but just to keep in mind this whole discussion which we're having, like Jake's the whole idea about this is the reason why it's a Kiyam is because Kiyas and all that is because it's Kedusha. I mean, the whole thing we're discussing in the framework of Tosfos and the Rambam, that the whole institution of Tisa Daim itself is tied in with Kedusha. Right? If you're assuming you're learning like Rashi and the Rashba, that Tisa Daim has absolutely nothing to do with Kedusha in the first place, it's totally Shrach Truma and like Shmiras Truma and all that, we're going to have to totally rethink this discussion. It wasn't a Kiyas. Like, it's different. The whole Gemara is like a different Gemara. I mean, Kedusha hasn't been introduced into the Gemara until at this point. So I'm just pointing that out, that after we do work it out according to the Rambam and Rashi, Aramantosis, we're going to have to go back. Okay? This is different Gemara. I just want to start, introduce it. He said in the area, that from Rabbi, because Rabbi knew was sure he was doing this stuff about a Mechzik Yorah, right, where there's an Isser of Yorah, like an Isser of doing something which is implying like you're arrogant or whatever. Right? And one Yisod I remember which came from the Sigya when he was doing it, from what I heard, is that it's not just a matter of like arrogance. But this is an Isser. It's a real Isser. Right? It's an Isser. It's not just saying is a person's arrogant. A person's arrogant is very nice. It's arrogant. It's not a halachic Isser. I mean, but the halach, this is a halachic Isser. So being that it's a halachic Isser, a Mechzik Yorah, it has to have a tzura to it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just say anything is an Isser. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some halachic recognition to what you're doing. It has to fit into halachic criteria. You know, like any other halachic thing. It has to be halachified. You can't just say, yeah, that's arrogance, so that's Yorah. It's not, I mean, it's true it's arrogance. But that doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, doesn't mean the halachic categories are going to allow you to define it as Yorah, you know? So that's why I think that should be an area, an avenue here. I mean, it's to look at Yorah, because I don't think you get around. I mean, I think everyone's going to have to agree that it's true. It may partake of Yorah for this guy to, you know, this guy to do it. If you're above your level, I mean, everyone agrees. If you're not at the level and you're trying to do something which is totally beyond your reach, it's not. It's Yorah. It's stupid. You're involved in. You're not in a good path. But halacha here, you have to say that it's asar. You know what I mean? As Rishos would mean that. Rishos means it's a philosophical thing, and you have to decide whether you're not ready for that philosophical thing. That's what, you know. But to say it's Aser means it's more than just saying that's a halachic thing. It actually could register as halachic Aser. It's not saying it's not good for you. It's halachic Aser. So I think that's a good, like I remember when he did that opened up different questions. All right? I don't know if that was the only, you know, I just remember one point in the movie as he had an idea like that. Is it still has to be, you can't just say anything is Yorah, because it still is an Isser. There's a real Isser. And that's where from the Sukkah became clear, that the Mechzik Yorah isn't just like just a philosophical thing. It's an Isser. It's also to do certain activities. I mean, that was part of what he was grappling with, is like, when do you say, when do you not say it? I mean, sorry, I was more for the Sukkah, like, well, how do you define the Isser? But whatever it is, but that is one thing which just came clear. It's a halachic thing. You know what I mean? Okay, so that's just a certain area which I think we have to keep in mind here. Okay, I don't think it's a good avenue to define here as well philosophically, is this arrogance or not? That's what I'm saying. It has to be within the ones, but once you know, that sounds like what they're arguing about, but once you know that
that is an Isser. And then Rashi here says it. Rashi Lina Gasma Begas is a Ruach. I mean, it's an Isser. So once that's the case, now at least you have room to move. So it must be, it's a question in the halachically, could this be Gasas? Could this become under that Isser? Just to illustrate that idea, which I was saying by Merci Kiora. You can have a guy that in fact, that's halacha. From the sugyas that came out, you can have a guy who's really at the level, and he's doing it because he's really at the level. He's really at the level. Let's say he's really at the level. But people don't know that he's at the level. Okay, people don't know. He's not before some as being a great gadol. They think he's a normal guy. So in terms of himself, it's really not arrogance. He's really doing it because he's at the level. But it's still aser. That's why it's Merci Kiora. Mezikiora means halachically, this action is an action which is perceived as a very high level, and people don't know that. So it partakes of a certain area. There's this isser of yora for a person who's not a meforsam chassidus to do that kind of a thing. So that's what I'm saying. It's a halachic thing. That's what, there's a difference between philosophy and halacha. Words, philosophically, you have to go into his ad. So that's not halacha. I mean, halacha is isser is really a halachic thing. So I'm just showing that this is a halachic area, so it has to work in halachic types of parameters. Like you see, halacha can't figure out of what's his can't look into his soul and say what level's he at. That's not halacha. Halacha is so even forcing b'chassidus. That's a halachic thing. He's known as a gadol dor. That could be recognized as halachic. But what his underlying level of perfection is, that can't be incorporated into halachic systems. So halacha is going to have to say it's yorah. It's also to do for anyone who's not at that forcing b'chassidus. So I'm just illustrating like that type of, there's a flavor to the area that is of halachic types of things. So I think the thing is like this, is that, so what's the counter, here's the first counter argument. The first argument of why it's gasas we had. It's a good argument. Why should we have that arrogance? Who are you to take on this crazy chumra upon yourself? Even eating fruit needs kedusha? What kind of, who are you? But what's the other argument going to be? The counter argument's going to be is that again, that since gasas ruach or yorah has to be as a halachic iser, so you have to be doing something which is halachically recognized for it to be an iser of gasas. In other words, given that netilas yadayim has nothing to do with peros, and netilas yadayim is a mitzvah which Hachom gave reality to the activity of netilas yadayim before you eat bread and before you tibul mashka. So when you wash your hands before you eat fruits, it would be like washing hands before you play basketball or washing hands before, it's just nothing. It's no halach. It may be philosophically for Moshe Rabbeinu, it would be a thing he would do, but that doesn't mean that there's a halachic reality to halachic recognition to that activity. You're not doing anything. It doesn't register in the halachic system, so it just can't be an iser. That's what it means. It's rishos. Whereas the institution of Tilz Dain was set up by Brad and by Tuol Mashka, but by Netilz Dain, it's by Peros, it's totally rishos. That's what it means. Rishos. That's what it means. Rishos. Lo amar el mishum nekiyos. What does it mean? It's totally the world of philosophy. There's no halachic import one way or another. That's not where they gave reality to this activity. So you're just pouring water on your hands. It's cleanliness. You want to clean your hands? Fine. It's very nice. You want to say it's philosophical values? It depends. You're a high level person. It's a good thing. You're not a high level person. Maybe arrogance. But there's no halachic reality to it because that's not where the institution Tilz Dain has set itself up. So just stop be doing any activity that you want to do because you think you're a big chacham. Okay? So what does the other side say? So the other side say, I mean, that's a good side. That makes sense. So it would seem you could say, I mean, maybe you go further, but it would seem to say, it's not just stop, like I'm just doing like a random activity. You know what I mean? A random activity that has no halachic significance whatsoever. And you say it's arrogance. You know? Like, let's say I just don't wear, like, let's say I want to just wear a certain type of a garment, you know, say I'm a big tzaddikah, you know. So it's no halachic thing. It's not a sort of gossip, because you say it's no halachic, thing. But here in Netilas Yadayim is a halachic institution, that there's an institution of Netilas Yadayim prior to Achila, to which Achila is to Achila's Pas and to Achila's Tivul Mashka. And that's the din of Kedusha. The Kiyum of Kedusha. So it has a halachic reality. The only thing is that the halachic scope didn't extend it to Peros. You know what I mean? But you can't say I'm just doing something which is non-existent in the world, in the eyes of halacha. It's true, this particular application of it is not a halacha, doesn't have halachic validity. There's not the Chazal never extended it to there. But the activity is an activity which is halachically recognized by achila, other achilas. You know what I mean? So it could be that's the question. The machlokas is,
could it challah that gasas or for yoro, you have to have a halachic activity, you have to be doing something halachically. So does it suffice if the activity in particular, in this particular instance, has no halachic repercussion whatsoever, but it's you're partaking of an activity which halacha has endorsed in this framework, although not in this particular application. So do you say that that registers as an isser of gasas, or do you say no? Is that since this activity is different, it's a different case, and Al-Khazal never gave it any reality here. So basically, it's just Rosh Hashanah. There's no, it's a question within Yorah. I mean, it's a subtle question within Yorah. I'm not saying it's a machlokas in Netilas Yadayim. I don't think it warrants going so far as to say it's a question how you learn Netilas Yadayim in general. That's the question in Yorah. Yorah definitely has to be a halachic activity, but in other words, like other instances of Yorah are really where there are halachic activities. Like it's a chassan, it's pater from Kriya Shema on his because he's osik b'mitzvah. But if a guy wants to do it anyways, he says I could do it. So there, it's really a halachic activity doing Kriya Shema. Or something like here, the activity in this particular case really is not a halachic thing, but the class of activity, it's really just one instance of many of activities which is halachically recognized. So that's a question. Will that register as an Isser of Gassos? Or do you say no, that halacha has no recognition of whatsoever because it's different, it's peros, and therefore it's just Roshos? So there's another idea, another approach. I think maybe Ilan was thinking, I seem to remember that. But let's assume, back to that other question, the Meiri. Right? Because you see the Gemara is a question of whether you could be a Zimun for Peros, right? So let's assume you do Zimun for Peros. So just on the basic level, what's the question of Zimun for Peros? So it seems to be this question is like, is there a halachic recognition of like a din of Kvias? Like Kvias is a three pillar Kavua, Biyachad, and that's the Zimun. So it would seem to be like, does Peros lend themselves to Kvias like that? That type of a Kvias, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That seems to be the basic area of the question. So in other words, if a person were to eat peros b'derech kvias, is that halachically recognized to set up a din of zima? Something. I mean, again, it has to be an area of zima. But that seems to be angel peros means peros are intrinsically like aroi. They're intrinsically like just a snack, and therefore you can't. There's no din of kvias in a zima. But let's assume you were to say that I could eat peros in a kvua type of way. Let's assume you didn't say angel peros. Okay, because they have had to hold that, but they held, whatever. Let's say you could do it. Let's say you didn't hold that in Zimun Peros, but you hold that you could have Zimun Peros. So what would that mean? That would mean that if you ate Peros, even though Peros are just a snack, but if you ate them with their kfias, it would really be, have it then, like a Suda. I mean, it wouldn't be a Motu or whatever, but it would have the kfias of Suda, right? So in such a case, you could argue that until Slime would be a good idea there.
It's Peros.
Maybe it'd be chayev, or maybe it's no srach chuma, or whatever, but you couldn't say that it's gasos, because the whole idea of they were mechayev in Netilas Yadayim by Seudah, because Seudah is a certain kind of a kvias, right? And like I said, according to the Rambam, the Tilas Maske, but if you say that Zimun is in Peros, if you ate Peros but they're kvias, so then really it would have the same idea. It would be really partaking. It would be the same type of an idea. And maybe it wouldn't be chayav. I don't know if it would be chayav or not, because it's not a srach chum or whatever it is. But it wouldn't be this idea of leperos is gaza ruach, because who are you? You're going to peros or so, the snack is not a snack. I'm eating a kvias, and it's all recognized as kvias, right? Now let's assume that. Now let's assume now I didn't eat it b'kvias. Let's assume I ate it not b'kvias. So now you could argue that you can't say that that's yora to wash my hands from. Okay? You can't say, even if I'm not doing a bikvias, you can't say it's yora. Why? Because the action of washing your hands for peros is something which is, which at times has halachic validity. I mean, so, as in order to say it's yora, you have to say this action is an action of yora. This action is objectively yora. But since at times, since peros lend themselves to the kvias just like Seudah does, so therefore you can't say that by doing it, it's going to be a violation of yora. It can't be an isur yora, because isur yora is isur across the board. So what's going to be the isur? The isur of yora would be to do Netilas Yadayim Peros, but you can't say that because there are times where Netilas Yadayim Peros is a good idea.
But so you know it's enough.
One second. So it could be that he's tying it in to that question that they hold. Ain't Zimun Peros. That's what the Meiri is saying. It's kashem that ain't Zimun Peros, ain't Zimun Peros. It means those two are linked. That if you say ain't
in Natil's name of Peros, or if, let's say you say that, let's say you say there's no Zimun for Peros, what would it mean? It means there's no halachic recognition of Kvias by Peros. Oh, if that's the case, so then when it comes to Slam by Natil's name also, so then it's objectively that's going to be Ora, because there's no Kvias by them. Because right? Then there's no Kvias, so then across the board it's always going to be Ora, so it's going to be Osir.
Why isn't there just nothing?
Because well, that would be, this is again, this is assuming the other side of the Svar, not the previous Svar, this is a different Svar. So this would be assuming that the side that when it comes to, that it could be Yoro, because since Natil's name is an action, halachic activity by Pas and by Tibul Mashka, therefore halachically it would be, it suffice to make Natil's name by Peros into the Yoro. That's possible. But, so that's one side, that's Yoro. The other side is going to say, it's not Yoro because since Natil's name, Peros could be eaten with Derech Kvias, so therefore you can't say that it's objectively a Maisa of Yoro. Because it depends how I'm doing it. So therefore, object can't be defined as a Maisa of Yoro. Can't be defined as a Maisa of Yoro. That's why it's Kashem, just like, that's why that's related. Shemaim and Atah, those two that Amiri's learning are related to one another. And according to the side who would say that it wouldn't be Yoro, it would be Rishas, he would learn, you could have Zimun LaPeros, right? Because the Amiri's learn their length. So it means the reason why it's not Yoro is because at times there really is a Kiyam, because it could be Kvias. Because Peros lend themselves to Kvias. So if that's since they at times lend themselves to Kvias, therefore you can't say that it's objectively an action of Yora. You can pursue it, but it would seem that if you say this way of learning, then it would open up room for that Havmina that it was a mitzvah, that it was a Kiyam of Nikias. Because you see that according to this way of saying that if you eat Peros b'derach Kava, if you eat Peros b'derach Kava, then it really would be a din of Natil's time for Nikias, and it would be a mitzvah. It would be a Kiyam. So it could be that's what they held originally, that's why they held it was a mitzvah. But he's saying, no, it's Rishos. I mean, now is he saying, therefore, it's the other spot? Or I'm not really sure. This is another way of learning here, okay? And do what you want with that. So this whole way of learning the Gemara was all according, assuming, like Tosus and the Rambam, that the din of Natil's Adayim in general is the din of Nikias. And then the question is now you want to extend the Nikias and the Kedusha further? That's the gossos. But assuming that you say that Nitzel's name has nothing to do with that, so now we're going to have to, how do they learn the Gemara? You know what I mean? How do they learn the Gemara? Assuming, remember, the way they learned that it was din of Shmiras Truma. Right. It was Kim the Gavra Shmiras Truma. It was din of, right. That was only by Pas. Presumably why? That was only by Pas because that was Rov Truma and that whole thing. And now you want to do it by Peros, so saying Peros, simple shot in all of the LL Nikias means it's nothing to do with Shrach Chumah, it's just Nikias. But now, like, where's the Machlokes going to be then, according to the other way, you know?